Yeah, man, what it do, man? You already know what the business is. It's your host with the most, Street Nitty the representative, man. We're back. Welcome back to the Soccer Talk Podcast, man. First off, let me start out by saying, hey, it's a blessing to have you on the show today. You know what I'm saying? As well as my special guest, co-host, King Ty Fly. What it do, King Ty Fly?
Everybody, appreciate y'all showing up.
Hey, man. Yep. Shouts out to everybody, man. And tell the people who you are.
Yeah, you already know. I'm Cushy Style, you know, straight from Clayco. I'm originally from South Carolina. I'm a songwriter and a performer. And I'm just here trying to expose my brand out here with a Ty Fly, you know. Amen. We got a show coming up. So, you know, I'm just trying to expose the brand. Get myself out there a little more.
Amen, amen. Well, it's definitely a blessing to have you on the show. You know what I'm saying? You say you got a show coming up?
Yeah, I got a lot of shows coming up.
Okay, then. That means you working out here.
For sure.
King Ty Fly, man. Tell the people who you is, man.
Hey, man, I'm King Ty Fly. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram under The Real King Ty Fly. We got big shit popping. We got Big Pressure Saturdays coming up, April the 29th. So make sure y'all tap in. It's a live indie mixer.
Amen.
Okay, it's a review. You know, you get to play your music, perform. You know, we're going to have A&Rs in the building, photographers, you know, all types of good stuff going on. We're giving away prizes, best dress. You know, it's going to be on some grown and sexy stuff. You know what I'm saying? So
amen.
Make sure you know what I'm saying. You look your best, you know.
Amen. Hey, y'all heard that right here on the Soccer Talk Podcast. Big Pressure Saturday, April the 29th. At Club Kai Eyes. Y'all tap in, man. Yeah. Y'all follow King Ty Fly if you want to get more information. And I did see you will be hosting this event as well.
For sure, yeah. I'll be co-hosting along his
side. Amen. 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 So we're going up the strong way. We're going up the strong way. Man, I'm going to let you launch this thing out. King Ty Fly.
Okay, so look, I got a question for you, Cushy. Like, how long have you been doing music?
Man, I've been doing music since I've been legit. I've been in band. I started off with band.
Okay.
I've been writing since a kid. And then about a few years ago, I started recording my voice, and then people were fucking with it, so I just took off with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see yourself doing anything outside of music anytime?
Yeah. Right now, I'm going to school. I'm at SAE. I'm going there for my audio production, so I'm trying to... I know how to do beats a little bit. I ain't too much into it, but I'm trying to learn how to do that. I'm trying to eventually get some music in the films. Like,
right,
I'm trying to be working with Netflix and stuff. So.
Okay.
I ain't too big on just songwriting. I'm trying to get other shit going.
Other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Matt, while you on that topic of songwriting, what do you prefer, to freestyle or to write?
I'm off the dome.
Off the dome?
Yeah. I start off like with a line, but then I'm going off the dome straight off of that.
Okay.
See, that's the best. It's kind of like the best way to do it, you know. That's why you're able to drop your music so quick, you know.
Oh yeah, it take me like 30 minutes.
Amen. And I see that your music is like a mixture of trap and R&B.
Yeah. I can go from high melodic tunes to straight rap. You feel me? It don't matter.
Okay.
I like to switch my flows up, get a little here and there.
So. Okay, man. We're gonna start, goddamn. Let's say we're gonna put something together for the artists when they come through, man. They can drop some bars live.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'd be lit.
Hey, make sure my show get it first, man. That went to business.
So where you originally from? Originally?
I'm originally from Beaufort, South Carolina, low country of South Carolina over there by the coast. If y'all heard of Hilton Head.
Okay.
About like 15 minutes from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what brought you to Atlanta? Just do music or something?
Nah, I used to do sports. I really came to Atlanta to play basketball.
Okay.
I went to college for it, yeah.
So you hooped then?
Yeah.
What did you play?
Guard. I did both. I played point and shooting. I went to Forest Park.
Yeah.
Graduated
What's
there.
Happened?
What's my average?
What's your average?
I'll probably average like 10, 12. 10, 12
good,
points.
Hey, I heard that. Y'all heard that, right?
So where you came up with the name Cushy Styles from?
Man, it was way before I started doing music. I had just made my Instagram, and I was smoking and shit. And I fuck with Cushy. Because at first, we had Kick going. So my shit was fiending for weed at first.
Okay.
I ain't really had liked that. So then I went to Instagram and just got Cushy. And then, I don't know, I was like, I like smoking. That's my style. And then I looked up the actual definition of Cushy.
Okay.
And, like, that describes me. Like, I'm a little harsher. I'm, like, comfortable around people. I get them straight good vibes. Not complicated at all. So that's where I got Cushy from.
Yeah, when I first met you, I believe we was at a... What kind of showcase was that? I don't even
remember. Meet the Underdogs. I'm an underdog
I met you there. You know what I'm saying? And I like your vibe. I like the fact that you actually went around the whole room and networked with everybody. She got everybody. And a lot of females are afraid to do that, you know.
Yeah.
And artists, but sure. I respect that, you know, that drive that you had to go out there and make sure you tapped in with everybody that was in the room.
For sure, yeah. I pop shit by myself, you know.
Yeah, hey, man. I like that.
Hey, I remember when that Kush was out. When Kush was out, man, they gonna smoke so
Kush
much.
Kush is my clone.
No.
Hey, man. So let me ask you this. Is young, pretty, and paid, is that your motto?
Yeah, that's like my little slogan type shit. Me and my sisters came up with that.
Okay.
On some paid type shit.
You see, I've been doing some research. I've been, you know, checking you out, man. Yeah. I know you definitely got bars. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely look forward to seeing you on the 29th. Because we know you're going to be out there showcasing your talent. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. King Tie Fly, man. Hey, y'all, I got to share this with y'all about King Tie Fly. Man, I went to King Tie Fly. He cut hair, he'll barber. This is my personal barber, y'all.
Yeah.
My personal barber. He became my personal barber. I went up to his shop one time, no cap. Man, the man cut my hair, y'all. 3 weeks later, the line up. You know how sometimes you can just come, you know, you can hit it with the blade and just tap it up a little bit. Man, 3 weeks later, man, my chops were still standing out strong. I hadn't hit it with the blade now, but an inch. And, you know, and he's not cheap, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But he worth every dime.
Amen.
Man, I tell you, man, that thing was standing out so strong, man. He got me right then and there. He had done caught him and got him a customer, God, dog.
Amen. Yeah. It's a blessing, to be able to do that. Like, I never even expected to be a barber,
right?
You know, I was just an all around hustler. And hustling, make sure y'all understand.
Like,
hustling ain't just selling drugs.
That's
right. I want y'all to get that through y'all head, because a lot of people be like, "Oh, you a hustler, so that means you sell drugs." No, I just know how to do different trades. I like to use the word trade.
Hustling skill. It's a skill.
It's a skill. Hey. You know what I'm saying? So if you need your grass cut, I can cut your grass. If you need a haircut, I cut your hair. If you need some walls painted, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know, that's hustling. You know, just making some money.
Okay.
So yeah, I never expected to be doing that, and it's a blessing to be able to have clients like, you know, Nitty to be able to say, "Yo, man, you did a great job.
Hey,
I love you, man.
Hey,
keep coming back to
thanks,
you."
No
you
doubt.
Know, I love the energy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I never knew I could even do it. You know,
that's what's up.
I got to piggyback out there a little bit. You know, because the Creator, the Most High, is so awesome. You know, we glorify the Creator on the Sock and Talk podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll praise him. One thing about the Creator, he got an awesome way of doing the thing. He said, "Your gift will make way for you."
Amen.
And it'll walk you through doors that no man can close them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, God will give you a gift, a skill, a talent. And a lot of people, he'll give some people one talent, and they'll just stay at that one talent.
Mm-hmm.
And he be like, "No, I want you to go learn some more things."
That's why it's called hustling, you know? Because you're picking up different tasks, you know, as you go.
Man.
You know, if you stay stagnant on one situation, you ain't really moving like
man.
You know? That's why I asked Cushion, like, what are you, anything outside of music? You know, that's
for sure.
Hustling, you want to do some acting? You want?
Nah, yeah, I don't stay in one spot. You know,
you can't do more shit.
Keep going up. You know?
Hey, man. But hey, the one thing about hustling, it's a skill.
Mm-hmm.
It was times when I used to hustle back in the days, and I was like, "Man, I don't want to do this and all this." You know, and what it was about was transforming the hustle.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because I'm a type of person, I can take $1 and turn $1 into $10.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can turn 10. You see what I'm saying? And that's a skill.
Exactly. Yeah.
Everybody can't do that. You see what I'm saying? So to be able to operate in that skill and that gift and that talent.
Because piggybacking off of what you just said, honestly, when I first started cutting, the money was coming in so quick. I didn't know, like, how to manage it, you know, because I wasn't like I was used to working, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
getting checks.
Right.
So now I'm getting money, cash money coming in every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
right.
I'm finna go to the club tonight, you know,
amen.
Yeah, bottle of OD, you know, like, but I had to learn how to manage and, you know, and set myself up for success, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Invest more into myself than, you know.
Amen. So, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So, Cushy, growing up, who was one of your favorite female artists?
Y'all already know the answer to this.
Talk to me.
Dej Lo.
Dejlo be snapping.
Oh, inspired me.
She with the younger generation. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
For sure. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, Dejlo. That's where the business is.
For sure.
If you was to, if you could do a feature, have you ever did a feature with a celebrity yet?
No, not yet.
If you can do a feature with a celebrity, who would be the celebrity?
My first feature, I gotta give this one up. He in jail right now. The person that really, really, really inspired me, YNW Melly.
Okay. Man, I hope man, it ain't looking the best for him. No. So I hope he, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep him lifted up in prayer. You know what I'm saying? Blessings, blessings. That's what the business is, you know what I'm saying?
I got a question for you, Cushy. Like, like growing up as Cushy Styles, like, what are some of the most memorable experiences that got you to where you at right now as far as your music?
Showing up before I even did music, before I even thought about being doing music, and before I even started really recording and writing or think about writing, man, I was going to Bandit Game Marco shows over there at Skate Zone. I've been going up to all they little shows, Rich Kids, the whole Bandit Game, man.
That shit had me going.
They really inspired me too and really influenced me. All that shit was memorable to me, just going to their shows, linking up with them, you know, networking out there with them. I just hit up Bandit Game Pastrana Mall. He trying to get me some fashion design. So I'm really,
okay. Amen.
I'm really just trying to, you know, work with them because that's really what brought me here too.
Amen.
You know, that's memorable.
You excited about what everything is going on?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, everything taking off right now. Amen. You know, with the help of y'all too.
Celebrity.
So
you already a celebrity.
Amen. Appreciate that. I've been hearing that lately too.
So. Amen. You better believe it. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you one thing. One of the biggest things that I done learned is confidence is the key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the days, you would think being cocky, it's a difference between being cocky and arrogant.
Yeah.
See, I'm cocky because I believe in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cocky because I think on the shit. But I'm not so arrogant that I think you ain't the shit. You
exactly.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know
it's funny that you said that because, honestly, I had made a post yesterday saying the same thing. I just want to read it to y'all real quick.
Okay.
Follow my page and whatnot.
Where they can follow it?
On Facebook. I made the post on Facebook. The Facebook page is The King Ty Fly. And my post said, I said, just because I love myself and think I'm the shit doesn't mean I think I'm better than you. You should love yourself too.
Humble.
I feel like I'm the shit. I am the shit.
You better.
Know what I'm
you better.
It's not being arrogant or thinking that I'm better than anybody. It's just because I love myself.
Right.
And y'all should love yourself too. You know,
amen.
To feel like you the shit.
Amen.
You know, like I don't hate nobody. I ain't in no competition with nobody. I'm in competition with myself. You know, just
amen.
Be a better version of myself than I was yesterday.
Amen.
For sure.
Amen.
Keep on riding. I need y'all to do the same thing.
Amen. Out of your music, what would you say is your favorite? Because, you know, for me, as an artist, I'm my number one fan. So what you feel like is one of your best projects that you done put out?
My upcoming one, actually, that I'm about to drop. I've been performing it at different showcases to see how the crowd fuck with it.
Right.
Because I fuck with it the most.
That's how you do it.
But yeah, my upcoming single, Faster, I think that's going to be one of my best ones. And I think that bit going to blow.
Amen.
I ain't going to lie.
And when we say Faster, what made you come with the thing, you know, to go with it Faster?
I'm in my own lane. I'm staying in my own lane and shit taking off since I've been in my own lane. So that means shit getting faster. Everything moving faster, money moving faster.
Amen.
You feel me?
Amen.
Connections, relationships, everything is moving faster. You feel me?
So, networking.
Hell yeah.
Amen.
What would be something that you would tell like the younger generation as far as that admires like artists like yourself that does music? Like, what would be like a slogan or something that you would give them?
For sure.
Keep going.
I live by this right here. I wake up, I say this shit every day. Comparison is a thief of joy. Don't let nobody compare you to nobody.
Ooh,
like he said.
Like, say it again. Say it.
Comparison is the thief of joy. You feel me? So stay in your own lane. Think about you. Like he said, love yourself. You feel me? Everything gonna come to you.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you.
Amen.
For sure.
I like that. And you know what? That one thing I always said to myself. I never compare myself to no one.
Right.
Yeah, no cap. And this no disrespect to nobody. But you can put some of the greatest MCs on the stage, and they're going to go tear it up and do their thing. But when I get on the stage, the stage belongs to me.
Amen.
And it depends on what level I'm at in life, how far that I can make it stand out. But when I get on that stage, Jay-Z went before me, T.I. going behind me. But in the middle of the street, Nitty ran the shit. You see what I'm saying? Because you got to believe when you get on that stage that that stage belongs to you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, that's definitely, definitely blessed. You got any videos out?
Yeah, I do. I got 2 mic performances out, and I got 1 music video. I got another music video coming out, too, pretty soon. Next month, actually.
Okay. Hey, man, who one of your favorite beat makers?
One of my favorites, he not from here. He from Asia, actually. His name Rennie.
Okay.
He been doing most of my beats, and like the beats he do are all influenced off of Young Thug. Really the Atlanta lifestyle, so it's really, I fuck with it.
Amen.
He one of my favorites.
You know, a lot of times, them be some of the hottest producers is the ones that's not known.
Right.
A lot of times the one we know, we feel like because we know them. But there's some folks out here that we don't know, man. Like Survival of the Realest.
Yeah. They're not killing the game, but they definitely got some work.
Right.
They slept on.
Exactly.
It's artists like that. That's why I enjoy doing showcases, going to indie artists and support indie artists, because the radios don't play independent artists no more. And there's so much talent. Like, it's so much talent out here, and a lot of people is not getting heard.
Amen.
You know,
like, amen.
I want to be able to create that atmosphere where these people can actually get heard.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody got a voice.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Get heard and can actually get something. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you something that you can take and you can add this to your career. Because everybody giving you stages, but some of them only want them goddamn dollars.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So when you can come somewhere, you can have a great experience. By the way, you all, whenever you come to one of our shows, my fault, like I didn't mean to get too deep and I got excited. But by the way, you all, whenever you come to one of our shows, you know, one thing you're gonna get is an experience. That's what you're paying for.
Yep.
You're not paying to come to the club. You know what I'm saying? You ain't paying for the VIP. You're paying for the experience. Right. You know what I'm saying? You like, you had something to say, Kishi?
Nah, shit. Oh, okay. You right. You right on track with that shit, for
Amen.
Real. You paying for the experience.
Amen. That's what the business is. So, We know the future is looking bright. You know what I'm saying? Tell the people got out where they can find you at. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Y'all can find me on all platforms at Kushy Style. That's KUSHY_style. You feel me? Y'all can catch me on all that. On Facebook, you catch me at Drea Sade. DreaSHADAE.
I got one more question.
All right, go ahead.
Will you perform like, do you feel nervous or anything like that? Like, what would you say to the people who do feel nervous or, you know, not really prepared when they get ready to do a showcase? Because a lot of people, they want to perform, but they be scared, you know, to get up on stage and, you know, so.
Butterflies.
Yeah.
I mean, I be nervous, but when I get up there, it's my time, like he said. It's my song, you feel me? I know the song, you feel me? I've been rehearsing, you know, also rehearse.
Say it one more time.
Stay in the mirror, rehearse, you feel me? So that's what I do, you know. My uncle, he put me on game. He always told me, stay in that mirror.
You got to.
You feel me? So when I get on stage, I feel like I'm in that mirror, you feel me? Everybody looking back at me, I'm looking back. I'm just engaging with everybody. They nodding their head, I'm nodding my head. I'm giving eye contact, you feel me? All that makes me feel good because you like, you fucking with me. So it makes me turn up more. All that butterflies and shit go out the window.
Right,
man.
So, like, I'm here now. Like, yeah, I'm here now. I might well go.
For sure.
Okay, yeah.
You know what? And what's dope on that, what she said, what her uncle taught her, when you used to see ballerinas and all those stuff back in the day, you see all those mirrors. You see all those mirrors around them. And it was a purpose for those mirrors to see yourself. See yourself as you're moving. The way you see yourself is the same way that the crowd sees us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's big. That's big blessings. King Tyfly, tell the people where they can find you.
Y'all already know, man. Follow me on Instagram under The Real King TYFLY Tyfly. Okay. And tap in for them haircuts too, man. You know, Got some good prices, man. I'm doing something special, so make sure y'all tap in.
Amen. Amen. Y'all stay tuned in, man. We actually going to be starting back the Screeting Into the Representative Friends show, man. So y'all stay tuned in. You know what I'm saying? King, Top Fly, we're going to bring him back. He going to be one of the guys out.
Big Precious Saturdays, man.
Man. We're going up the strong way.
Kais and
Pushing, we licking to bring you back.
For
so
sure.
That we can see the elevation and the growth. Because on the Psychic Talk podcast, we deal with real life situations and real life transformation. Mm-hmm. Before we go, tell us one of your real life situations, real life transformations that happened to you in life.
Hey man, this whole transformation come from sports to music. That's the biggest, you feel me? And honestly, it really got me more exposed because people knew me from sports. So actually that just transforming from sports to music and having everybody like transform with me.
Amen.
Man, listen, that's a blessing, you feel me? I'm just happy everybody fucking with me, so amen. I'm happy to be here. Thank you amen. For y'all for inviting me, matter of fact.
Amen. And y'all gonna see her live at Big Precious Saturday, so make sure y'all tap in for that. It's
for
gonna
sure.
be April the 29th amen. At Kais and Coles in Marietta, Georgia. Just follow me on Instagram for more information. That's all you gotta do.
Amen.
Just tap in, come out and show some love.
Amen.
Every fourth Saturday, too.
Amen. The Sabbath. Amen. We thank y'all for tuning in to the Psychic Talk podcast, where we deal with real life situations and what real life transformation, man. We'll see y'all next time. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. We thank y'all, man. We've been seeing the subscribers going up. So, man, y'all keep up the great work, man. Salute. Let go.